Here's a quote for you.
"We do not want to open the doors of our theaters and opera houses to women writers and composers." That came from a critic who could not forgive Augusta Olmé for having been chosen as the composer of the triumphal ode that was staged at the Opéra in Paris in 1895. The massive work marked the centenary of the French Revolution. It called for 1,200 performers and was applauded by 15,000 Parisians at the Palais d'Industrie during the celebrations of 1889. Augusta Olmé was born in 1847 into an Anglo-Irish family that had settled in France. Her godfather was Alfred de Vigny, a family friend who, according to some, was really her father. Brought up in Versailles, she quickly showed an aptitude for music as well as poetry and painting. Since, being a woman, the conservatoire was closed to her, she sent her compositions to her friend Franz Liszt and then to Wagner, and went on to study with César Franck. The tender feelings he entertained toward her were at the origins of his famous quintet. She was very beautiful and vivacious and hostess to the elite. Vincent Dandy found her disturbing. I love that. And Mallarmé, Rodin, Renoir, George Moore all admired her. She was for a long time the mistress of Catulle Mendès, by whom she had 3, or in some accounts, 5 children. We're going to hear one of Olmé's work that has not been published. The only one, by the way, the Ouverture pour une Comédie. It was written sometime in the period of 1871 to 75. The purpose of the composition is not known. She may have intended it for the Châtelet Theatre. When you hear the music, I think you'll agree it is not a ha-ha comedy. But then, neither is The Merchant of Venice. The Rhineland-Pfalz Philharmonic is conducted by Samuel Friedman in this recording.